hopefully on the agenda today, get them final note, is the Indian of Oel Aroy, as well as the Indian of Maver Makav, at least if we can get to it. We'll see. We'll take 1 minute at a time. First, talk about the idea of Mechatech. So Mechatech is one of the Lama Tetz Melachos. Okay, simple as all that. What's there to talk about? It's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says four words. Kriya v'begodim v'chaticha v'oros. What does that mean? It gives an impression, just begodim and oros, that kriya v'begodim is only things which are soft. You may recall there are the Gedolei Rishonim and Poskim who say there's no kriya a hard iron. If you take a piece of metal and you rip it in half, if it's strong enough, that's not considered to be korea. Remember we said that it's not korea, not tofer. You may recall Rabbi Yoshev had a psak in the 91 Gulf War. You have to put the tape on the sealed room to put it on a hard item, not on a soft item, which may have only the Shazat Chak psak, but it gives you the idea that the story reminds us of the din. Kubat tofer, korea, not by soft items. And the chatek is with respect to hard items. That's what it seems to say in the Yerushalmi. Fine. Mr. Brewer does not seem to agree. Because the Mr. Brewer seems to say that there is mechata even with respect to paper. The paper is soft. We think it was soft anyway. There's a Rambam. Doesn't say paper. Maybe it's because of this Yerushalmi. Although the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos of mechata says no. Rambam says, Machla Behemah is also no Easter of Mechatech. Why not? It's not part of what we call Tikkun Kevin. If you look at Lashon Rambam, I don't have time to go on the screen now. He seems to associate Mechatech with something called Tikkun Kevin, because it's all based on the Gemara. Take a look at the Gemara of Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. That's where Mechatech starts from. Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. We're discussing various oblig, various chayy for this, chayy for that, chayy for the other thing, and in the middle of this whole discussion, the Gemara throws in this extra phrase that someone iikpid amishkasa. If he is careful about the Rashi says amishkasa, he covered amishkasa lechot chan b'mida chayy mishemachatech ha'or mikatasa b'mida. So it's a specific measurement. Is a chiyuv of mechatech. Okay, so the classical mechatech is, you know, a certain amount. The Rabbeinu Chananel, as a matter of fact, gives you a specific amount. Gives you an actual linear measurement. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the first wide line, at least in our print, at the end of the line, Ikopar HaMishchasa, Kolomar, in Miskaven Lachtoch, Ilu Silti Zeres, Zeres Orech. You may have known the Pesukim of Sefer Shmos, Zeres Orko, Zeres Rochbo, by describing the Klei HaMishkan, so it means this is Zeres, really here. But it's a specific measurement. Okay? That's the Rabbeinu Chananel. Good. Good. Now what are we talking about over here? What exactly are we discussing? What's the case? Right? The solar still is as Rashi. Eitzim dakim lahavir esh. Certain twigs, you know, thin pieces of wood, which are part of, you know, when you make a fireplace, you have to have the thin wood for the fire to catch first, as we well know. Question, of course, becomes, is that called Tikkun Kelim? Is this going to be burned up? Apparently, you don't need Kelim Mamish, but it's also something which is useful. Which is useful, at the Pasha Pshat. Dap, the Kli Mamish. Something which is useful. And here also, it is useful. That's the Pasha Pshat. Okay, good. Let us discuss a little bit further. There's a concept, Pasha Pshat Rambam. Someone's koteim kiseim lachtos loshinov. We spoke about it from the perspective of bona makab patish. Rambam seems to say mechatech. He puts it within the union of mechatech. Apparently, these items, even though they're not full kalim, but they're there to last for a while, even though at the end of the day they're going to be burnt or going to be ultimately thrown out, but they're meant to last for a while. It's not the same as ochlim, which is not just very, very quick. It's not considered to be tikkun kli, but this is considered to be a tikkun of the chefza. It's interesting, the Rambam has an expression that some take a chorosh, a carpenter, has a certain kind of a piece of wood to build with it. That's considered to be mechatech, because he's an expert, right, based upon the certain sugis and mesechta beitza. Fine. The kitzur nimritz, you don't need a kli proper, right? You need a chayfetz, a wood for a fireplace, wood for a toothpick, as opposed to food. That's not considered a tikkun in the chayfetz at all. It's just something which is supposed to be eaten. Fine. This is the sheet that's a Rambam as far as mechatet is concerned. However, you see from this whole sugya, the sugya is based primarily, there's no need for a zeres, as the Rabbeinu Chananel would have it, you know, a certain X amount of inches or whatever you want, any centimeters or whatever measurement you want to have. No, anything which is going to be fit to use as a toothpick, that itself is considered to be mechatech. Okay? When the Rambam says, quote, "Ushi iskaven the midas orko midas rochbo v'yachtuf kavona shehi malacha." What does that mean? We quote from the Orchel Shabbos, a very big yisod, that it means normally, if I have no kavana, so it's davar sheni miskaven. That's the psik ratio. It's also, as we spoke at great length, with respect to certain things, if you have no kavana, it's no malacha. Everyone knows the main source, you've quoted 10 times, is the Magad Mishnah. Perik Yubayz Allah Habayz, when it comes to Bona Makab Patish, if you don't have intention to make this tikkun, it's not a tikkun at all. It's nothing. Similar idea applies with respect to Mechatech, apparently, as the Orchel Shabbos would have it. It's not an Enem Eskavan of situation. It's nothing. Of course, the question becomes, so should be Mutter. Why is it Pater? You get an impression that maybe there is some kind of reason to Rabbonim in this kind of a case. So these are interesting questions. However, the Gemara, right over here, same daf, Ayin Dalad Amud Beis, talks about the following situation. V'hakotmo, I'm reading from the Rashi about the 12th wide line, where Rashi explains the Gemara. Gemara is on the 5th wide line. Hatolich is hakona v'hakotmo v'amorto chayev shalosh chatos, Kotem chayev mishum mechatech, says Rashi. V'yachash etosho chotech rosho shudak v'roar l'anicho v'kara v'keses. Once again, get an impression he's not measuring inches, he's measuring suitability. If you cut something, whatever is suitable you cut off, and what's not unsuitable has a whole different coloration. It's considered to be mechatech, even though, Rabbi Osai, even though you may not be measuring exactly how many inches it is. Okay? This is an important yisod. Oh. So now, there is a concept as follows. Take a look at Rashi here. Rashi says, Chayev Yud Aleph. It's the Rashi in the end of the second wide lines where it starts. Rashi has Mechatech again. In this middle of it, it says, Chotcha Memida Hareze Mechatech. What does it mean? Chotcha Memida, certain size, right? That's considered to be in the category of mechatech. Okay? Fine. But the very next line, chot achli achar arigoso, k'del ha-shvoso, reza maka b'patish, ha-imad ha-shokl ha-kupi migilmi, miglimi chayav mishal maka b'patish. We saw this yesterday. So he's saying that the word chotach depends exactly at what stage, right? If mechatech, when it's not a maka b'patish, trying to bring a raya from there, that is, it's not considered to be a mechatech in that kind of situation. It's just cutting something off without any specific measurement. Finally, we're not going to every last prat about mechatech right now, but there's one more thing which we have to speak about. That is as follows. Take a look over here, in Tosis, Ayin Hay Amud Beis. Hamasateis as a even chayv mishemakav patish, aber mishemachateich lo mechayv. Why? The marish akvari merubas umetukenes. It's already been made. It's already been made square and made fine. It's not considered to be a mechatech for that reason. We mentioned that Rabbi Avraham and Rambam quotes his father, who quotes his Rebbe, the Rimigash. The mechatech is only quote. I'm giving you a citation. The loka avid beguf also davash tzaraklo kemekate es chatichos umachika me ala or ubeguf or loka avid meisa afuki mesates even who's also malacha beguf even who masha pone ashtein muchenes to put up on ravonim acheros. That's a different story. What does that mean? What does that mean? We have a case, Rav Osai, of Megared Rashi Klusnos, right over here. I name it base. A Megared Rashi Klusnos, B'Shabbos Chai Meshem Mechatech. Why is that? Did the Rimbi Gashis get through saying the Mechatech is something which is external, not part of the main body of the item? So the Rimbi Gash explains, Rashi Klusnos. He didn't touch the item itself. He cut off the edges. The edges. He quotes over here, Yerushalmi, Kanvekata b'nimaya mechatech. That means you're taking the threads that are coming out in order to make another flat line. A flat line. So apparently that as he is sold, which is Nischadesh, with respect to the Locha mechatech, found over here in the name of the Rimigash. And that's what the Mepharshim say. This is so. The reason I'm telling you all this is so, there's a lot more to talk about when it comes to a particular example of where this comes up. Okay. Let's discuss Mechate from the perspective of yesterday's year. That's why it was Shaloka Sidra. We had two cases, Rav Osai. Two. One of which I told you I was Machmir, one I was Mekel. So I cannot be using no Gab or Dover over here, because I want to discuss the Torah Lishma. Okay, what are the two cases? One's the case of the cocaine, you're pulling up that little tab, right? And one's the case of the twist-off cap on the Coke bottle, right? Outside of Shabbat, it's Coke. But it comes in two different ways. It comes in Coke cans. I don't think Pepsi is also good. It comes in cans, and it comes in the regular bottles with the twist-off cap. Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, Asid both, Mishum Mechate. Forget everything else. It's all about bone and makar b'pat. No, forget it. Mechat. Why? Because there's specific lines, right? There were lines, sort of, you might call it a perforation, but you want to call it that exist both cases of the, in the case of the can and the case of the twist off cap. So therefore, there's a problem of book of Yashiv Zechatzalik Lebracha to consider to be a problem of mechat. Shlomo Zalman says no. Shlomo Zalman says, look, if you are just detaching something at a particular point, because the most convenient place, you're not, how do we say it, mechavein lechadach, you're not being precise. Precision in your cutting, and you're being precise, you are making the line, you are measuring, you are cutting, that's mechadach. Here, what we worry? I'm just pulling it at the point of least resistance. The point of least resistance in the coke can, you just pull the whole top off with that little ring. The point of least resistance with respect to the twist-off cap is just to turn it. Shlomo Zalman wants to answer for other reasons, but mechadach it's not. And this, for this reason, there are poskim who suggest that even if a person, give the expression, please, it's cutting toilet paper, it cuts on the perforation, it's also not mechatech. He's just pulling it. That's the path of least resistance, because that's what's made to come over that point. He's not mechaven lemida. He's not mechaven lemida. Okay, this is, that's the machlokas gedolei apolskim. If you're not mechaven lemida, it's just sort of just the path of least resistance. So then there's room to be somewhat mekil. Shlomo Zalman, another svar over here. It's as we saw yesterday. There's no din of kli. The can is not a kli. It's considered to be secondary to the Coca-Cola that's inside. Like we said before earlier, mechadach on this tikkun kli. The can is not a kli. It's no tikkun kli. That's another way of Shlomo Zalman gets out of the problem of mechadach. And then he throws in the rimigash. The rimigash is no. There's no Isa Mechatech. Why? Asa Malacha Beguf HaDavar. Aye. The Rimi Gai Rash said that's called Makah B'Patish, and here we're saying it's not a Makah B'Patish, for those who Shomazan was making. It's not that the Chiyuv Makah B'Patish is what exempts you from Mechadech. It's the fact that you're dealing with the item itself except from some and not with some extremity, that's what patents you from Mechadech. Usually, if you're dealing with the thing itself, it's Makah B'Patish. Here it's not, you're throwing it out, as the case may be. So he suggests. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman himself, intellectual honesty, he was opposed to opening the twist-off soda bottle, but he said, not Mishum Mechatech. Not Mishum Mechatech. Here, he can't say he doesn't care about where it ripped. He wants doctor on that point. It's not like some of the toilet paper, he just wants to rip it, the least resistance. No, here he wants it. He does want it, but it doesn't matter. He's not aiming. He's just twisting. He's just twisting. He gives an example, Rabbi Osai, you know, like borer. Borer, the definition of borer is being careful to select one thing from the other. If you don't have that the precision, one thing separates by itself is nothing. Here too, mechatech, I mean mechaven, and so forth in the Rambam. He's careful where to cut into a specific line. That's the nature of mechatech. He's not a mechatech over here. He even wants to go further and say, look, when you turn the twist-off cap, you are dealing with the main body of the item, Rav Osai. According to the Rimi Gash, that cannot be mechatech. Of course, if you should encounter, true, you're holding it from the main part on top, but what's getting separated? The part on the bottom. That is the tzomos, that is the extreme. So it's a matter of two gedolei olam arguing this one out. Is that considered, what is that considered? All right. The kitzur nimritz, Rav Osai, the concept of mechatech certainly exists. If a person has either we said either a specific measurement or to make it suitable, like Rosh Klutzos, that's considered to be mechatech, even though he's not careful exactly how much it is, or the toothpick that doesn't say he's measuring in millimeters, but you know it works. That also is considered to be in the category of mechatech. Okay? That's what it says. Now, Bialocha says that if someone asks him for some kash, what he wants, atzei psamim, and I cut a little bit off for you to smell from, you know, if you like to smell it, it's a mechatech d'oraisa. Why? Apparently, even though there's no zeres over here, there's no am over here, but you need some kind of measurements that the guy needs it. If he needs a particular size, which makes it convenient for him to handle this item he wants to smell from, itself would be satisfactory to qualify for the din of mechatech. It's possible, Rav Osai. This is clear Talmud Bavli. You have to be makpid al amido. You see, klar, there's more than beferish here in a couple of places. Someone who's kopid al mishchasa, chay mishum mechatech, you have to be dafka want amido. All right, we get a little bit more of a broader definition. It'd either be a zeres, as the Rach said, or to fit into to your teeth, to fit into to make it the proper for the fireplace, whatever. But at least has to be some kind of makpid amida. And the Yerushalmi doesn't say that. The Siv Chaim has a machlokes Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Because we saw the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in distinguishing between Korea and Mechatech didn't say Korea is stam ripping and Mechatech is makpid amida. It made a distinction between soft surfaces and hard, soft items and hard items. So maybe the Yerushalmi doesn't accept this. This is what's found in the Binyan Shabbos as well. And this is why the Binyan Shabbos wants to be made, as the Shlomo Zalman his Rebbe, it comes to the kakavra guy, they call it, the twist-off cap, that even though in the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, he wants to say, based upon the Rishalmi, that it is prohibited. Rishalmi says that if you take some loose threads from a material that's considered to be mechatech, that is the Yerushalmi Rav Osai. That's the Yerushalmi Shita. We paskin like the Bavli. The Bavli says no, it has to be a set amount. Moreover, Rav Osai, moreover, we have the concept over here of we have someone is Kotein Ola Mina Ana. What is he? He's a Metakin Kli. You take a a leaf off a branch. It's a metaken kli that can be found over here in Rashi on Kuf Melvav Amud Beis. Shema Yitom Ha'olam in Ha'anaf. Metaken kli. Wait a minute. What a mechatech? The answer is, Rabbi Osai, there are two separate items. Mechatech, you take one item and you cut it in the middle on a certain line, which is Mechatech Alamida. But two separate items, a leaf and a branch, there's no concept of mechatech. The two different things. And some folks can say on Sukkot, you run out of those bands around your lulav, you can rip off one of those long lulav leaves and then make a band out of it. Why is that mechatech? No, each leaf is considered to be a separate entity. Yes, Chanes, what about mechatech? But not what about mechatech? And therefore, he's suggesting over here on the Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara we started with, we had three things, right? Hatole, Shakotein, Vahamoret. The Moret is Chayev Mishum Memachek, but not Mishum Mechatech. Why not? Because it's two different items. What does Moret mean, Rabbi Moses? Especially how you define an item, of course, it's still a little bit tricky. What's a particular item? So over here, we say that someone who is Moret, the Tzad's Novo as Hakonov, notes the Gedolim and Kanafa, if you pull the big feather off of the wing, two items, not Mechatech. He wants to suggest, Rabbi Moses, that if you have the top of the twist-off cap, at the bottom, it's like two different items, it's noticeable as a different item. Also, remember we have those things, question of the two leben, they sell them in pairs. Remember that? He says, you're the leben, or the Yosh says, Mechatech says, no, two different items. Adkan, shalom. Adkan, a brief review of some of the halachas of Mechatech. And I said they tied it directly to what we spoke about yesterday in terms of the twist off caps and the top off kokets. Fine. We're both going to now go back to the malacha of Bona, which is the malacha that we're holding in right now. So we have, we're both saying, a number of gemaras we spoke about Binyan Ol Aroy. Ol Aroy. The Gemara speaks about Ol Aroy in a few places, and the Gemara tells us that Ol Aroy is a problem. May not be a Raisa problem, but it's still a problem. For example, the Gemara says, Ovi Yantra Kuf Chopayam and Beis, towards the very end, the last few lines, Hakal Modim, Shein Osen, Ol Aroy, B'tchila B'yantif, and certainly on Shabbos. There's a question with the Mosifin. We have the Pasuk Chachamim, you're not going to make an Ol Aroy, you can be Mosif on an Ol Aroy. You see, so a number of various questions are Mosai. If you make an Ol Aroy, what's the status of an Ol? So the main kind of Ol that exists is an Ol we call the Shem Tzeil, to provide shade and protection. That's the classic case of Ol. Even though it has that status, there may still be certain leniencies with respect to Ol Aroy, even though it is what we call L'Shem Tzeil. For example, there's a question about wearing a hat. If a person wears a hat, and the hat sticks out of tefach, the question becomes, is that permissible on Shabbos or not permissible on Shabbos? So we saw the Hilchos Shabbos says nowadays, we don't wear that for protection, just for style. All right, but let's say it was worn for that. What do you call it, a 10-gallon hat? They went in Texas, is that correct? Because it's very sunny there. It's ready for protection from the sun. And it's more than a tefach. Would that be asur or mutter? So the Gemara says it's asur. The question, why is it asur? Look in Tosfos Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Hodeh Mahadik, Pirush Rav, that ain't no nichpaf, oz nirik ain't oel, lo mahadik, shu nichpaf. Okay? Excuse me. Ain't oel, lo mahadik. It's very... loose, not like an oval. So you see, Klar here, according to the Rach anyway, is an Easter of oval. It's obviously an oval Aroy over here. Even though there are no mechitzas. That's a source, an important source. According to this Rabbeinu Chananel, and I'm going to use it, the Rash is in Pshat Hashem also. According to Maskana of Rabbeinu Chananel, Shulchanoch passes this way, an Easter of oval with a hat, even though there are no mechitzas. Therefore, you see that oval Aroy for shade and protection is Usher. Even without mechitzas, I can't say it's a mefarish Gemara because the Gemara has two pshatim at the end, Rashi and the Rach. Rashi says it's because of Hashem Shal Tzah. But at least according to the Rak, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it's a clear, it's an Easter of all Aroi, even with no Mechitzis whatsoever. Okay, there's another Gemara. Mem Gimel of Abeis. This is a fascinating Gemara. What's the Mem Gimel of Abeis? What's the Mem Gimel of Abeis? Is a Nebuch, somebody passed away. So what do? So what do? Two people sit down, and they bring a bed, and they sit in it, and then it's hot on top, they bring a matzelas, they bring some kind of a mat, hold it over them, pour some layer, and then each one pulls away, picks up his bed and goes away, and it's considered to be mutter. Mechitza suyamei eleho. Wait a minute, how in heaven is anything this be true? We just saw that a roof for protection is awesome. Even without any walls whatsoever, how can it be mutter over here if you first have the mat on top, and then you have the walls afterwards? How does that help? The mat on top is also even without the walls. How can putting walls later on make it any better? That's the question. So to this question, there are a number of possible answers. One answer is that here, when the mat was on top of him, he was holding it up with his hands. It wasn't set in a place. The hat on your head, you had the 10-gallon hat that's perched on your head. There's no, you're not holding it up. I mean, the head is holding it up. You're not doing an action. You can't let go of your head, Rabbi said. Whatever, the head isn't in one place, and it's perched on something. Every oil is perched on something. Person takes a canopy. It's also perched on something. The roof is everything perched on something. It's supposed to hold it up with your own hands. Maybe that's not considered to be an ohel at all. That's one possible way to explain this. Another possible way is to say, amazingly, that even though if I have only a roof, it is going to be prohibited. If I have a roof followed by walls, it's permissible. That sounds crazy. You already over there bare beforehand. The answer is not necessarily. But if I have a roof which is followed by walls, that is abnormal. That is a shinui. And since Ohel Aroi is only midrabanan, perhaps to a megal and Ohel Aroi milamala lamata, even though the roof by itself might have been a prohibited action. It's quite a fascinating possibility. These are all quoted by Gedolei Hador, who have this heter. This is the Sib Chaim, it's a shinu. The shinu remind you not to make an ola kavua. So it's possible that a roof without walls is usur, and if you put walls on it later, it's considered to be a shinu. Just letting you know, there's a number of possibilities to explain what this Gemara Mem Gimel is about, even if you assume that a hat is usur mishum oel on that kuflam and ches of it takes. And there's another possible heter which the Gemara speaks about, which is also a matter of a significant dispute, which is extraordinarily relevant. That's the Gemara later on. So you already saw the Gemara before about Anav Kuflam and Ches on the base. Now we got now an Amud Aleph, the sixth line. Talks again about Ohel Aroi and Ohel Keva, etc. Avomita Bekise Trasko Mutter. What's this Kisei Traskel story? What is Kisei Traskel? What do the words mean? Rashi says, Kisei Traskel, Umukaplan also, Ukshem Besalkan also, Somkan also, Lakoso, Uksharot Aleshev Alov, No Teo, Vyoshev Al Dalad Raglayim. What it really means is, the item is fundamentally there. What you have to do is press a button or pull it out, and the edifice is already pre-built from before Shabbos. That's what's called Kisei Trasko. And the question becomes, what is the extent of this head to Kisei Trasko? The Chazon Ish said, it applies even the Shem Tzeil, even to a classical case of Olam. Rav Chaim Nok, in the Bali Yeshul, because the Shulman says, no, not at all. It's only Mutter in cases in which it's not the Shem Tzeil. We'll get to that a little bit later on. For the Shem Tzeil, it wouldn't work. Therefore, when the Chazanish wanted Asar umbrellas, how did he ask for umbrellas? Remember what he said? Geder Godru Gedolei Adoros. It's a Uvdu Bechol, and it's worse than even a Melacha Pratis, the Rabbanan. That's how he got out of it. Whereas the Tosa Shulchan says, no, it's true that an umbrella to nowadays, as opposed to what they had in Mishnah Berurah's time, is a Kisei Trasi, you press a button, psh, whole thing comes up and stays up. Doesn't matter. It's also the Meikir Adin, because it's the Shem Tzeil to protect it from the rain of sun. So that's what we consider prohibited. But again, Machlokes, so the Kisei Trasi works the Shem Tzeil or does not. And I think our meaning is that it does, but not everyone agrees. Holding something up with your hands, once again, is a matter of dispute. And some say it's usur, including Rav Chaim Noah. We pass in its moder, nafkamina, as Rav Noivit writes so beautifully in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos. Can you hold up a talis over the Sefer Torah by the coastal Merari if it's raining on top? Protecting from the Sefer from the rain. The quote of Chaim Noah is usur. Aye, they hold up the talis at Simchas Torah. Nah, that's what's called the Kavod B'Alma. That's not to protect it from the elements, it's just as a matter, it's honorific. Where to protect it from the rain would be prohibited. But most posts disagree and say, no, Kavod B'Alma is in fact not a heaven. What have you the Mogan Avram? Not a heaven, because still you're under a canopy, it's like living under a canopy, some the cat has not care. The fact that they cannot stand. You hold it with your hands, you let go, it's going to fall to the ground. That's the nature of the hefty, even if it would be the Shem Tzeil. Okay. I just gave you an overview of what's the halacha of all our royal the Shem Tzeil, okay? We can go to every prat by definition, we don't have enough time. Let's discuss now the next phase. All our royal shalom the Shem Tzeil. There's no, you're not going to use it for protection, for the elements, the sun or the rain or whatever it may happen to be. What's the din? Comment the Gemara from the Sefer Beitzah, so quite a few Gemaras, which seem to answer it, and even over here in the Sefer Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Ches, the Gemara seem to answer it. Remember the Gemara, Hai Medurta, if you're making a shape for a fireplace, you go like this, right? So the Gemara says, Milamala, Lamata, Mutta, Lamata, Lamala, Osi, no one's going to go into the shade over there, to the fire. But it doesn't make a difference, does it anyway, if it's done in the normal fashion. So it's clearly there's some kind of cases which is a problem, even if it's not made the shame sale. What are the leniencies and what are the stringencies? So Tosfos is bothered by the kasha. Tosfos wants to know when do we prohibit it? It's going to be endless. It's going to be endless. So they answer like this: the only time it's going to be usur on both sides is if you make the mechitzas on Shabbos. You make mechitzas and you make a tent. Covering in that order, Asim Rabbanan on Shabbos, even if it's not the Shem Tzeil. It's a question, two mechitzas, four mechitzas. That's a matter of some dispute. But what will happen if there are no mechitzas? No mechitzas and not the Shem Tzeil is no problem. Let's take it further than that. What happens if there are mechitzas, but you didn't make those mechitzas? They left them before Shabbos. Since Tosfos at the end of the day, it's also no problem. The Tosfos both said that Lamed Vav Amid Beis, the very end of Lamed Vav Amid Beis, that's a famous Tosfos that talks about the question: how do you put a pot on a kira? A kira is like a hollowed out form of an oven. So you basically have a walls like this, empty space. You put the pot on top. So you made an oven. That's Tosfos Kash. Comes to the Rashba, there's 5 lines of Lamed Vav Amid Beis. This is the Rashbo Bali Atos, Rav Shimon Shem Ben Avraham. Hey, he's Shara Lahamza, Kadeva Gabi Kir B'Shabbos. Says in Beitzah, Daf Lamed Gimel, the Beitzah, Mukdeira, V'Chavito, Puryo, V'Lamata, L'Mal, Asa, M'Shem Oil. And one of the examples they gave is Kadeira. So the Gemara here in Lamed Vav and Shabbos is against Beitzah, Lamed Gimel. Oh, Marie. V'Chiyos, V'Chal Chavim, Ol Aroi. Amen. Not L'Shem Tzeil. Hani Mili. That's what it says. No mechitzas. You didn't build the mechitzas. You know, therefore before Shabbos, it's okay. What's the exception? The last line of Tosfos? No. Dabar le'ol tvei is us even without making the finals. What does it mean, dabar le'ol tvei? So it's hard to know here. The Russian sent the beta as what we consider to be the what we pass tonight, l'shem tzeil. We said before, l'shem tzeil is always usher. Shalol l'shem tzeil, shalol l'shem bira, if you want to define it, would not be usher if it's if you're not making the actual mechitzah. So in a normal order. This is Shita Tosfos. The Rashba has a different perspective. Not this Rashba of Shimshon ben Avraham. The Rashba we're familiar with, from Shlomo ben Aderes. It's the Rashba that we know, that we refer to him as the Rashba. What exactly did he say? What's his position on this tricky matter? What did he say? So he has the following. So he says something. He throws in another term. Mishtamish ba'avir shetachto. If you're mishtamish ba'avir shetachto, it's a problem. If you're not mishtamish ba'avir shetachto, then it's okay. What caused the Rashba to say this? And where do we find it? Take a look in the B'alachal. Please open your Shulchan Aruch, please. Today, Simon is Simon Shin Tezvov. That's the sugya about these kinds of Ovel Arois. Shin Tezvov, please. Shin Tezvov, Sif Gimel. Mitok Shem Aminim also also laniach haraglayim tchilo, laniach aleim akroshim. When is this? Shem Aglayim hem dapim mechuborim, bodof ne teva. So the ultimate is going to be, you make the mechitzis, you put it on top of it. Avaraglayim shal mitos shalonu, which are spindly legs, v'chein ragli ha-shulchon, muta b'chol gavno, why? Mishbruch of Gimel. The ragli mitos shulchon shalonu, ein lahem mechitzis. The Mechaber Paskins is not considered to be in the category of mechitzis. Okay, fine, that's very nice. Take a look over here in the B'alacha, mitos shalonu. V'das Rashba b'chidusha, and Iran quotes it. The insurik l'avir shetach l'shtamish also b'afil below mechitzis. What's his raya? Good, good. He calls it gold. The sugya nafkuf manu ches. That's what he says. Because our bed mishtamish ravir b'anochas min olin. Put your shoes there. The mechaber seems to be megel. And the rabbanon, he's megel. And the grub brings a raya l'kula. What's the gross raya? Tov kufes. In loken af bin malo lamate yasur. Why? Because it started off bin malo. It's usur, even without mechitzis. Okay. So how can the raya should be right? Should be usur. The fact that you held it up. We already get two ways out of that raya. One, you hold it up, doesn't count. Two, if it's lamalo lamate, there's a special heter of shinoi. Even if it had the roof only, would have been usher. Okay, that's what's going on. That's the question of this raya. A good raya, not a good raya. Fine. So he says, look, the mechaber wants to be megel as much as possible, but the chatchila, a person should be choshesh for shitas harashba. On the next page, line 6. Tov loch, should give you a rashba lahachmir. That's b'shas ha'tchach. It's only gak shein al l'shein osel l'tzeil. Osel l'tzeil, forget about it. Everyone agrees that it's osel, as we saw in Mishnah Berurah Chof. That's for sure. As we spoke about earlier, about in the Sias, an umbrella, which he says it's osel mikir adin. We thought it's mutikas of kisha traska, it's osel mishav gedder, gadru gedoli adorbs. This is the Raj Mashit over here, as it's quoted in the Bir Halach. Now, Tosfos didn't hold from this whole story. This whole thing is not Tosfos' shita. It's a different shita completely, but it is a shita in Rishonim. The Rashba is certainly a shita. Now, does the Shulchan Aruch care about the Rashba? Well, if you start Siv Gimel, the answer is no. Well, look over here. Siv Zayin. Shin Tezvav Siv Zayin. Mutal laniach sefer echad mikan, v'yechad mikan, v'echad be'agabeyen. Why? Why? Should we ask for the Tosas? Right? You made the mitzvah. Ma'akal ma'ala. No. Hol vein tzarech la'ama shetach tehen. Oh, the Rashba got in here. The Rashba got in here. Get an impression from this Mechaber Amon and Sivzayim that the Mechaber is not completely following Bali Atosas. He's also taking into account the Shitas HaRashba. He seems to be saying the Mechaber is not exactly saying the same thing as Tosas said. Mechaber is not Meshubit to Tosas. The Mechaber has his own view, which is not exactly the same as the view of the Bali HaTosas. It seems to be the upshot, as the Megillah Sefer said, the Mechaber not of Mishinas HaTosas. He strayed. And he says that, yes, you need mechitzas, that you do need. But to make them on Shabbos, which toast require them of a base, not necessarily. And therefore, if you take a look at Sif Yud Gimel, this is the end of Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Gimel. What does it say? Beged she shotchin al gabi chavis, b'chassos, lo yishtachem mekulam shem oil. Why? The mechitzas are there from before. Why? Why? So Tosis is quoted as Mishabur of Memches. We're not worried about Oel because of Mechitza made from before Shabbos. Okay? Uba Oel Kazet. Shein Kabanos of the Oel El Shem Emel Nasa. Yesh Lomar. Hova Kuba Rechova Yosemidai Nasek Oel. This is Tosis Teretz. Tosis is bothered by the Kasha. What's the difference between this situation and that of the court of Naflam and Velvet base? Tosef will come with a wap a chiddush, a new chiddush out of nowhere. That if something is Rechov, Yosef, he died, we have to answer it. A new din, Rechov, Yosef, he died, it's too wide, whatever that means. I'm not exactly sure what the words mean in terms of the particulars. That's going to be Yosef no matter what. That's what Tosef says. But you look at the Mechaber, he never said it. The Mechaber never said it. Never said a word about that. The Pashup Shad is that the Mechaber is not the Mishita Satosis. He combined with him the Shita of the Rashba. Aye, then the question becomes, Ribbono Shel Olam, how do you put a Kedeira on a Kira? How do you put a pot on a Kira, which is an open space? That should be awesome. Comes the Megillah Sefer with a beautiful pshat. Beautiful pshat. The pshat is Rebbe Elsayin. It's a familiar concept to us. When you are putting a pot on the kira, the oven, you take it off, on and off, on and off, it's asur l'hischalfus. It's made to be put on and made to take off. We spoke about that very recently in a different context of Kisu Kalim. With electricity a little bit. That's a special leniency. A special leniency if it's made to be taken on and off. That's exactly the case when it comes to a pot. You put the pot on the fire, heat it up, take it off to serve it, as the case may be. And therefore, that's how they will explain pshat in the sugya at Aflam and Gov. It's unique for that reason. Other than that, it would be a problem. Okay, so we have a number of shitas over here with respect to a oil shalola sent sale. You make the mechitzas. It's awesome. That's a sugya on throughout this all sugya. If the mechitzah were made from before Shabbos, Tosfos says enough on the Velos Mut. The Rashba seems to say that it's aser if you need the Avir Shetachto. What you need over here? All the Rashba do with Tosfos right now, on the Velos, how you put a pot back on top of the Kira. Answer is made for Shalfos, back and forth. Made for back and forth. That would be considered permissible. If there are no mechitzas at all, and it's not l'shem tzeil, so the pashtus is permissible. The pashtus, and we don't necessarily have an agree since what Tosfos said, that if it's very wide, it would be prohibited. Ad kan rabosai, this nechut. Let us turn our attention, because that's already more than halfway through the shir, we didn't cover enough ground. Let's turn our attention, rabosai, away from oel, which is something which goes on top, to a mechitza, something which goes on the side. What's the halacha of a mechitza? Obviously, mechitza kavua, he's a bona daraisa, clearly. What about a roi? Is there a din of mechitza roi b'Shabbos? Yes or no? So we take a look here in Tosis. Kuf Kofei Hamid Beis. Hakol Modim Shein Osten all arrived with Chila Pierce for Kuntres. Look at Kuf Kofei Hamid Beis. Lo Osir Ela Oel. Oel Lamala Begad. Avol Defanis Lo. Rashi learns there's never any Isser of Mechitz Arois. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Tosfos gets stuck with various gemaras in different directions. They have a fantastic pshara. A typical mechitza is nothing. And no one has more significance for whatever reason. Can't go into right now in detail. But a mechitza is only nothing if it accomplishes nothing halachically. If it accomplishes something halachically, we call that a mechitza amateris. Oh, mechitza amateris. This is awesome with the rabban. Mechitza amateris is awesome with the rabban. And Rashi says no. Rashi says no such thing as Issa Mechitza ever. Either before she gemars when it comes to a sukkah. No, look at the Karban Asanel. They call it the Rashi, the Pshat is not the Pshat that the Mechitza Amateris of the sukkah in and of itself is a violation. No, head to gum. But having the Mechitza Amateris there will convert the Schach into an Ol Aroi, which is Asur. We're discussing over there a case where there are walls and a roof. Every sukkah has to have walls and a roof. With me so far? That's how you can refute this particular right. Oh. Rabosai, let's chazer again so far. When it comes to Mechitza, Tosfos is the more famous sheet, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Mechitza Materis is Aser. Mechitza, which is not Materis, again, Aroyz, is Mut. This is Sheet Tosfos. Rashi seems to say, there's never an Isser. I think the first Shigamara was back to Sukkah. No! Sukkah has a roof as well. This is the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. And we saw in the Mordechai a complicated case where there was a Marabi Rutenberg had a case, he wanted a Mechitza Materis, in Sforum, in Ashtana, whole story. That's called Mechitza Materis. We mentioned in passing, there's a big fight. What about a Mechitza and Shul? That's also the Mechitza we have in our lives. Is that a Mechitza Materis or not? So Rabbi Yehuda Herzl Henkin, Shuk B'nei Bonin, says yes. This is considered to be a Mechitza Materis. Rabbi Nachshon Klein talks about it in the Sefer, based for a Moshe Shita of Mechitza, etc., etc. And I thought, Pashup Shah, no, the Mechitza in a Shul is no different than the Mechitza that the Mordechai is talking about, which is between the men and the women, B'Shas HaDrosh. It's called the Tzniyos B'Yam. Tzniyos B'Yam, Rabbosai. This is not considered to be in the category of Mechitza Materis. And you'll say I'm a big Mekel, which I am. You can put up these Mechitzas for the first time on Shabbos to be matter to separate women from men in davening, yes. But it's also another Kula. Because Rabbi Henkin in this discussion of trying to prove that the Mechitza Materis has to go back to Hilchos Erev. We're not learning right now, but you learn the Sukkos Day to see a Mechitza has to be close to the ground. If it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, then the Mechitza is invalid. Mechitza Shakadoyim Bokibo. So Hank and Paskin, Jr., that if you have more than 3 tefachim off the ground, the Mechitza and Shul is no good. Very common thing to have those things. They have the bottom. Who needs Mechitza in the bottom? Who needs Mechitza in the first foot? Who needs a Mechitza in the first foot? No, you can't see it there. See the lady's shoes? What are you going to see, right? So it's not the same. So they have some of these.
Huh? That should be shared.
Well, we're not going to that right now. We're the mice that we are making on that child anyway. So who's looking at it anyway? Who's looking? How do you get to see it's on the bottom? You have to go bend down to see under the bed. It's ridiculous. So they have these. Very often you'll see these things. They wheel these mechitzas around and it starts a foot off the ground and it goes high. Mice at the chayom. We assume those are perfectly good mechitzas. And he wants to pass it, no good, because he's even chitza materis. So I assume that he's wrong, and that the roll post him right. That's not considered chitza materis. That's a very important lakuda. Very important lakuda. Oh. Now, we saw something here, and I want to show you the book inside the Shara Tzion, which I think is not exactly accurate. The discussion of Mechitza Materis comes here at the beginning of Siman Shin Tetzvav, Mechitzas Mutter, V'ein Mechitza Asur Elam Kein Nasas Lahatir Sukkah, or Lahatir Tilt, we call it Mechitza Hamateres. That is a problem. That is a problem. Oh. The Mishnah Berurah goes to a whole discussion of what's called Mechitza Materes. So one thing in Rabbosai is what's called Tznius B'Alma. That's not a problem. So what that is, what they call a Mechitza Hamateres, this is as follows. It says, if they are on there, they should shamash mitosa. One may not do that with or on there. You put in a Mechitza there, that may be considered to be a Mechitza Hamateres, a little discussion in Poskim, you could have covered it, you could have, whole long story. In the context of this discussion, which is the Mishnah Berurah, lengthy Mishnah Berurah here, in Sif Katan Yud, in Sif Katan Yud, he says, no, look at Sif Katan Yud Gimel and Sharetzion. Some don't like the Mogan Arbor, but Ramah says, so, whatever, you could have just covered it without a Mechitza, if you had a Mechitza, it's going to be Mutter anyway. And others disagree. Says the Sharetzion Yud Gimel, the Luyi Hididasa Mordechai Shevi Ramah. Less of a chol gavni, even though you could have covered it. Halodas or Rambam, both come and Rishonim, Shem Yom Rav Rabu, Lahat Lebezeh. The Tama Efshar is Yerlu, Kishidas Rashi, Tafi Le Mechitza Amateres Mutter. Suggestion of Tatan Rambam. Okay. What are some other suggestions? The Fiyani is Dait Yerosh, the Sharatzin is not correct. Not correct. The Rambam is the other way around. We have two shitas so far. That's the famous two shitas in Rishon. Rashi is always mutter mechitza materis, and Tosfos, excuse me, mechitza, and Tosfos says whether materis is aser, shlo materis is mutter. Good. The Rambam, I posit, is the biggest machmir with respect to mechitza. Either mechitza is aser, even if it's not a mechitza materis. Whoa, how can that be? Mechitza is aser, even if it's not a mechitza materis. The Rais Fakert, he doesn't accept for various, for a whole bunch of different reasons. What comes out, it's not my chiddush. Here's the irony. The Mishnah Berurah himself points this out. There are many later sifim. Shin Tes Vav starts off with Tosfos all the way. Yes, the Rashi sneaks in a little bit, but primarily it's the opinion of the Balei Tosfos. But now, if you look at the last sifim, Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, is all coming from the Rambam. They were verbatim from the Rambam. Take a look even on the Baragola. Rambam, right? It's all coming from the Rambam. If you look carefully, again, without going into all the Pratim right now, because we don't have the time to go into all the Pratim, but the Sharatian himself makes a note of this. Take a look over here. I'll just show you Mem Zayin for a minute. Mem Zayin. Kol sifim alalu, ches, yud, yud aleph, yud beis, kol melosh in the Rambam. If you look at the Rach, you'll see, you got it from the Rach. The Rif, it's all the chain, right? The Rambam, Rimigash, Rach, Rif, all one big school. Okay? One big school. So, yikshem ol ala magad mishnah, shabir, give you a Rambam. The Masha calls it Rashi. Shein ol ala osukein gag. He bases the Rambam on Rashi, Rabbi Osai. Says that Sharatim Mem Zayin, what can I do? The Magad Mishnah is incorrect. The Magad Mishnah is incorrect. What do you mean it's incorrect? But according to the Rambam, even a Mechitza, which is not a Mechitza Materis, is a violation. It's a violation. What are the two words that's clinching? Two words. V'chein ha-parokas. The last words of Siftes. We all want a parochas. Parochas is going vertically. Hey, not parochas. Parochas is head to gomer. Who needs a special dispensation of talis kfula with chutin? Who needs this? It's mutter without anything. It's only a mechitza arois. The answer is no. The Rambam holds mechitza arois is aser. The other extreme from Rashi. Other extreme. Hi, why is he matin hichas yantif? Machshirin. We're not going into that right now. So it comes out, Rabbi Yisrael, Halacha L'Maisa, what's the status of a Mechitza Rois? The three opinions fundamentally in the Rishonim. Rashi holds it's always Mutter, Rambam holds it's always Aser, those are the Pshar. Stabis, Mutta Mechitza Materos is us. Fundamentally, you saw this over here. And the Steeris of Mosai in the Mechaber. The words Mechena Parochas, end of Sif Yud, are in absolute conflict with the Ram, with the Mechaber, and Sif Aleph, where he says Mechitza is Mutta. That's an effect of Sharatian's Kasha. I have no good way out of this. You know, some of the Mechaber quoted from here, quoted from there, but it ends up being somewhat inconsistent. Okay, I have no better answer to this. You have one, let me know. Okay, Rabosai, our last topic on this issue of Ol Aroi is based upon two questions. One, we saw the Gemara. We started off Sifin al Ol Aroi. So if there's an Ol Aroi from before, you may be Mosif on that Ol Aroi. What's the typical example? You have a baby carriage. The baby carriage, let's say, is up before Shabbos. I'll give you better than that. Even if it was before Shabbos, it was down, it was on a, let's say, a hinge. That's called kisei traska. So number one, you're allowed to put up the hinge and have it cover this part of the carriage. And number two, since the halakhic definition of kisei traska, it's treated as if it was there before Shabbos, just missing a little press of a button or a hinge, then you can be most about all aroi. And if it's raining like today, you want to protect the baby, you can take a hard plaster they have these days and extend it from the top of the roof of the carriage or to the foot of the carriage and protect the baby from the rain. Okay, it's a two-part answer. One, you can open up that hood because it's kisei traskel. We pass it with even the shem sail. And two, the lumdus, the kisei traskel is considered there from fundamentally from before Shabbos. And therefore you can extend that Ol Aroi by having some hard plaster to protect the kid from the rain, going from the top of that roof to the other end of the carriage. Atkan, this Gemara, Kuchachem and Beis, Mosifin, Al Ol Aroi. Okay? Mefurish. Mefurish Adin, Mosifin, Al Ol Aroi. And we use it all the time. We use it all the time. This is the carriage heter. Fine. The carriage heter. It's a good heter. It's a good heter. Now, Shmir Shabbos says, you have to extend it from that side to the end, as I told you twice. You start the extension from the roof, and then you go towards the other direction to the foot of the carriage. The other way around, the Shmir Shabbos Paskins is prohibited. And he found a source for it from the Chazanish. Chazanish says that you are Mosif, quote, Min Halavut. Min Halavut. And the Shmir Shabbos understood it to mean you can only go from this direction. You can't go from the other direction, which has no haskalah. And love it means, not if there's three tefachim solid, you can continue with the two strings, less three tefachim apart, that's considered the beginning of the oil, and you can presumably, according to some poskim, extend it. Chazanish doesn't like that extension, because it's not considered all for tumah purposes. The Gemara compares here, the Chilchos Shabbos to the tumah. If it was tumah, two strings won't cut it. You have to have solid. So that's what he said. But in the course of his back and forth against other poskim, he used an expression, min halavut. Oh, min halavut. Comes along of karp, shlita. In Hilchos Shabbos, with Shabbos, says, no. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch over here, in Shita Zvav, in Siv Gimel, in Siv Dalet, they talk here about Tosefes Ol Aroi. Right? Yeah. What does it say over here? If it's chorus, be from Erev Shabbos, Mutal Lifros B'Shabbos Al Kol Amita. Nowhere does it say over here specifically that you must start from that side. Doesn't say it. Doesn't say it means it's not required. It's not required. So we suggest the Ran says nothing, the Rashba says nothing. Zero. Zero. And when the Chazanish said, Min Halavud, what did he mean? What did he mean? He meant like this. If I have two strings, 2.5 tefachim apart, and I want to extend on Shabbos for the very first time a blanket from this one over here on the left side all the way to the end, everyone else says it's mutter, chazanish it's us. Why? Because you're extending it from the lavud. And the lavud, even though it's a nichol Shabbos, it's effective to some extent, it's not considered at all enough to be most upon it because it's the precedent is tumah. And tumah cannot be transmitted by two strings, which are less than three tefachim apart, from each other. That's an important machloites. All right, I'm not here to decide who's right. L'chatchila, of course, we should try to follow the classical opinion of the Shomer Shabbos, pronounce a classic, and be mostly from one side to the other, the side, you know, the good side to the bad side, if somebody has the oil, if somebody doesn't, not the other way around. That's the way it really should be done. Should be done. If you can do it in a way which will not necessarily be here, the existing oil goes this way, and I'm according to the Shulchan Shabbos, you can even extend it like this. Shulchan Shabbos, they have to extend it like this. What about like this? It's also good. Some shot in the Mordechai. The Mordechai had a moat, and he extended it down. So the classical throne, he extended it down, and Hosef was all the way from the top rod. And they pilpul, the top rod is off the ground. It's not a mechitza. So I thought of it, no. That's just a technical thing. But he's really mostly on the existing mechitza on the side. It's not coming out this way, it's only going that way. Yeah, but all along, it's attached to that side. That would be good even according to those who are going to say Bilkul Shabbos, B'Shabbos. Fine, of course. It's important to know some of these disputes with respect to Tosefes Oel Aroi. But in this context of Tosefes Oel Aroi, which we pass in Halacha L'Maisa, it is permissible, comes up another thorny issue. Another thorny issue is Stiras Oel Aroi. If Oel Aroi, Rabosai, is a question of Binyan, then removing it would be a question of Stira. That's an issue. The Rashbos is beferish. It's also listol oil for removing a sheet from a bed. Frek the Shmir Shabbos Lechosa, if that's the case, how do you remove a pot from a kira? So the Megillah Sefer said, Tosan Amad Baba only answered asiyas oil by mita at its time. They never answered stira. Stira is only by oil and gemurim, presumed, which is l'shem tzel. Yeah. Aye, but the Rashba, he says there is an issur of stira sol aroi. How will he remove the pot from the oven? He gave the answer before, I both say. A brand new heter. It's called ischalvus. Not created for today, we had last week. It keeps on changing from on to off and off to on. Like Kisri Akelin, this post-Sag from Soga Radellas, that same leniency would apply over here, according to that sheet. Okay? So that's again, there are a number of other details in terms of Stiras Ohel. The discussion over here of whether you're allowed to remove the extension of an Ohel Aroi if you leave a Tefach. Just like if you had a tefach, you could extend it, so perhaps you could be able to remove the extension as well, as long as you leave a tefach. That's what the Alter Rebbe Shereva said, that the chutin, we spoke about before, is the equivalent of a tefach, and therefore it's going to come out, they're not permitted to destroy those two chutin, you know, leave them and remove the remainder. Remove the remainder. Yeah. It's interesting. It seems to be against the Gemara. Take a look at the Sharatzin about the Sifkotin. Mem Vov. Sharatzin Mem Vov. What does it say over here? Sharatzin Mem Vov. Ubuto leporka shekol oval she'ein ba mishum binyin ein ba mishum stira. What's the case? The case is chutin, a special dispensation of chutin of kufla ches. Says the Sharatzin Memvov, I'm a Mordechai Hatam Shemutolach Zero Leisano Arishon Kemo Shahoya Betchila. Well, the Shabbos had asked, why Mutol Sotro? Hello, also Lister Af Oel Aroi. Says the Sharatzin, I don't understand his answer. The Gemara says, "Mutal l'sasro l'gamrei u'lahashlicha l'aretz," and the chutin tluyin there of Shabbos. So you must say that all aroi kazer shehutal l'takna b'Shabbos and achashel l'chutin kumer of Shabbos Lo gazru chachamim al stirasa. Again, not every case you go ask a binyan, but they ask a stira. Well, we can suggest something different. It's true that the Gemara does discuss this particular case on Afkuf Lamed Ches Amanav. Right? Gemara says, Talas Kfulu Lo Yasev Asa Pot Avol Asim HaKorach HaLechut HaMashicha Mutl Tosu Lechatchil. That's a machlok with the Rambam and the others that we're discussing. The Chitz are discussing only a God. And Gemara says, at the end of the sugi over here, Chazina Lu Lekili De Rav Huna De Bede Urta Bede Gidu Umit Safra Chavita Ramya. Says Rashi, Belele Shabbos Reisim Prusos Levoka Reisim Mishloch Alorz Alma Mutl Leporko Ochanami Mutl Lentosa. To go together. No. So what do you see? That he completely eliminated it. Well, not necessarily. Could be the oil itself, the fabric, is all on the floor, but the strings remain on top. Chutim, if they remain on top, it's the equivalent of leaving the original before, and only remove the extension. I both say, to do time constraints, I can put the sugya away and start the sugya of Maver and Mechaber. I'm trying to talk now about 20 minutes left. And then tomorrow, we have a lot, so much to talk about. All those in Yonam of Groma and upstairs. So much. But the Seattle Shmai, we will do that tomorrow. I'm trying to go on a good schedule. Just, you know, as I told you at the very beginning of the year, the best way to cover ground is to skip. So I skipped many things in this part of the Chazar because we just have to proceed. Let's discuss Maver and Mechana. How do you define? This is, I really need your help for this because I don't. I'm sure there's a better terrorist than what I have to tell you about this and young. How do you define, Abosai, Mavir, the Malacha of Mavir, and the Malacha of Mechaber? The very definition of the Malacha requires very careful analysis. The Rambam says, Abosai, HaMechaber is HaBarasler, as it told us, Mavir. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says no. What are they fighting about? So the stipler said that the Rambam holds that the like the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe. What is Mavir? Ribui Eish. The Kutu Sakhar. The Khosyan, top side. You make a small fire bigger, that is Mavir. See it too? You take Mechaber Sabah, a piece of metal, and you make it red hot. So you Marbe Eish. The rivalry says only the Abnezer, who quoted the Alvi Sanders on the screen, who quotes the Alta Rebbe, whom he has the greatest of respect. It says it's wrong. The definition of Maver is Kilui Hadavar Ayadei or Eish. The definition of Maver is consuming fuel with fire. Again, according to the Rambam, it's making the fire bigger. So by metal, it makes it bigger. According to the Ravid, it's consuming fuel. When the metal gets bigger, no fuel is consumed. Nothing. Nothing is consumed. Just as you have some glowing metal. Nothing is consumed at all. That seems to be the machlokes according to the stipler in his Perish Chumash, Parshas V'Yakel, Losavarish, Bechol Mot Shoseh, Rabbi Yom HaShabbos. That's what he suggests, this dispute. That's what he suggests. Okay? So, wait a second. If I make fire without consuming fuel, Rabbi holds Yechayev, and the Ravid presumably would say, you're not. So what will happen, Rabosai, if you make a fire smaller? Not bigger. Smaller. Smaller. What will happen? What should come out, that according to the Ravid, it should be putter. Why? According to the Ravid, the definition of Mavir is not making a bigger fire, but rather consuming fuel. So if you make a fire smaller and it consumes less fuel, so what? There's no issue of less fuel. That we don't question this. Mechaber, according to the Rav, has to mean you blow the fire out completely with your mouth, with your wind, with your water. That's called mechaber. Making a fire lower, according to the Rav, the suggestion is made, is not considered to be mechaber. Rabbi seems to say so. Mechame matzes u'mitzav b'mayim is not considered to be mechame. Okay, so it appears. What about making a fire bigger? So we should say at first glance, according to the Alta Lubavitch Rebbe, that's the very essence of the Issa. But according to the Avnei Ezer, perhaps it's going to be lenient. Here's the nub, which I spent so much time thinking it through, I don't know how to get out of this one. I need you. Which we should say that the making the fire bigger is chayv according to the Alta Rebbe, but maybe it would not be chayv according to the Avnei Ezer, who learned that the nature of the Issa Mavir is consuming more fuel. The promise of Shlomo Zalman himself writes in Minchas Shlomo, and I think it sounds like it's scientifically accurate. Whenever you make a fire bigger, what happens? It consumes more fuel. I think so. I mean, who knows science? It's Torah Mada. Who knows Mada? Isn't it true? If you're making a fire bigger, more fuel is being consumed? Am I correct or incorrect? So the Zalman said he has experts, and they said it's correct. Maybe you have bigger experts. Anybody? That's the problem, because you see, in the Shmir Shabbos Lachos, he suggests a chiddush which is relevant to many of our cases. He says, if you create additional fires to be kindled, these are Mavir. If there are no new fires, because the existing fires are a little bit higher, perhaps that would not be a violation of Mavir. So at first blush, it depends upon this issue. Is the issue making the fire bigger or smaller? The Sheet is a Ramba, and it would potentially be a problem. According to the Ravid, which is argue, it's no problem. But that's not so simple. Because according to the Ravid, it holds like the Avnei Ezer, the definition is not making the fire bigger or smaller. The question is how much fuel is consumed. So in metal, no fuel is consumed, there's no issue. We're talking here about fires which are created by not metal, created by gas, by coal, by fuel, by some fuel or other. All of our fuels are, you know, from the environmentalist concerns, they're all limited on the globe, right? And you're consuming more fuel, we're making a bigger fire. So even if making the fire bigger as such does not constitute a violation, and making a fire smaller in reality, in fact, is not a violation, but how can making a fire bigger not be a violation by definition using up more fuel? This is the problem. The problem which I'm grappling with already since many years ago, and I don't have a good answer. I was hoping that one of the Talmidim would come up with an answer. I still have hope. Tell me tomorrow, I'll quote you. How do you get out of this problem? And this is extremely relevant. Shlomam is worried. How do you walk into a room on Shabbos? There's a fireplace. The minute you walk in, there's experts told them, some wind comes in, and immediately some more fuel is being used up. If it's not noticeable, so you have the head there of Moshe Weiss, who said that if you can't notice it, it's halakhically meaningless. It didn't do anything. But someone said it is noticeable. So it's a problem which I don't have a good answer to, because it seems to me that even if we'll say that making a fire bigger or smaller as such is not a problem, and if making a fire smaller in reality may not be much of a problem, but what do you do with this idea of it using more fuel? The source originally of both sides for this whole concept, one of them, is a Tosfos and a Rosh in Masechta Beitza, Daf Chav Beis. When the Rosh said, when Tosfos said, the problem with the stopping Mishemet Shemaner, when you take the oil out of the bowl that houses the wick and the fire, so you're Mache es Orane, making more weaker. It's going down a bit, the fire. So you get the partial impression according to Tosfos and Chav Beis, making a fire smaller is a violation of Mechana. The Rosh says completely the opposite. The Rosh says the reason why it's us is an Isser by Mestapek, B'Shem and Shemaner is what? In making the fire go off earlier. In making the fire go off earlier. No, it's going off earlier, Rabosai. So then, it means he's not concerned with making the fire get smaller. And even Tosfos that is concerned, there's a Lashon Nira Kikibui. El Tzeda Pnei Yeshua. It means only the Rabbanon. So with the Raisin, there's no problem with making a fire get small. So it would appear the sugya on that chav beis. So it appears. This is no gala meister about many areas. One is, we'll discuss with this tomorrow, going down an elevator. Excuse me, going up an elevator. Or going into a car when someone's driving with the cook, no, she's going into the ride. So the Shabbos has certain leniencies, you know. You're not creating new fires in the car, you're only increasing the size of those fires. And if it's a new gear, not a new gear. And the elevator, it's not so, it's all one big fire. Just in the power station, you not make a new fire, you make the fire a little bigger, sometimes you can't even notice it. Back and forth. The kids are using up more fuel. You go into a car, you add 150 pounds into the weight of the car, unless I'm wrong, it's using more fuel. Is that correct? Anybody?
I think so.
Huh? I think so too. That's a problem. I mean, you have to say something along these lines, that even a little bit more fuel is used up, it's not considered to be in the category of mavir, because it's just sort of happening, you know, not that you are, you yourself are, you know, throwing a log into the fire of war is being, fuel is being consumed. Just that you're doing something on the side leads to great consumption of fuel. There must be some hetter. I don't know exactly what it is, at least on the level of the Raisa. Otherwise, we're in big trouble. A source, Rav Osai, that kibui means that the fire goes out completely, and not that it gets lower, is a sugya, Rav Osai, on Kuf Chof Amid Beis. Let's give a look. Kuf Chof Amid Beis. Give a look, please. Kuf Chof Amid Beis. Well, it talks over here about Ne'er Shal Gabi Tabla. Menaris at Tabla, you know, fellas. In Kufsa, Kufsa, look. You're not going to necessarily put it out. It may survive the fall, not go out. Rebbeinu Shalom! Even if it survives the fall, it doesn't go out, but while it's falling, it seems to be no doubt that the flame is going to get smaller. It's not going to be the same beautiful flame that it was in its place. The flame is going to get smaller. Rebbeinu Shalom, it's a psik resha. It's a psik resha, Rav Osai. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in the Resh Ayin Zion. That's what it's about. Resh Ayin Zayin. A couple of sources here. In Resh Ayin Zayin. So over here it says, Siv Gimel. Shochach Ne'al Atavla Menaris Atavla Hunofel. That's what we just saw the Gemara. Kuf Chof Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yudalit. I may go out? No. Not a psik resha. Then the Skavian is mutter. Okay? That's what it says. But isn't it a psik resha that the fire is going to get smaller? Take a look at Bosai in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkotin Ches. Sivkotin Ches. If you're afraid, and if psicho and ilo yichabel legamre, then it's us. Yichabel legamre. What is that yichabel legamre? It just gets a little bit lower. Apparently, he's not worried about that. He's not worried about that. That's so it would appear. Just if you look at this gemara, that's what it sounds like. Rav Osai. The question, of course, becomes why this should be so. Why this should be so? Not completely clear. Now, just to make matters a little bit more complex, I'm going to try to define these things. There is a very important source. Take a look in Bialocha Reish Ayin Ches, Dibra Masal Hachola, towards the end. Hachola. What did you say? When you're a patient, then patient test. When you're an enu lav dafka, but kviya osur, V'adin lahashpil orah ma'at gam ken osle b'chol Hashem v'sakana. Keyodua, tamot nasa'or hu b'chlal mechaber, uchanal b'kama mekomos. B'kama mekomos. Well, not so simple. Not so simple. You get an impression that the Hagos Maimonides in Perikei Sifkot and Tzadi disagrees. What's he basing himself on? Of a Furshi Gemara. The Gemara is over here on that Mem Zayin Omer Al at the top line. Why can't you move a candle on Shabbos? Hanach Lener Shemen Upsula. What's the problem? Hol Unasa Bosses Ladover Ha'aser. Bosses Ladover Ha'aser. That's the only reason why it would be prohibited. There's no Easter of Havara, even though it's going to move it. It's going to move it. That's the Gemara of Kuf Chof Amud Beis. Matov Vihino Feles. Says the Hagos Maimon there. Lo Shayach Ki Agavna Mechave O Mavir. Who argues Rav Osai? Give a look. Rav Osai and the Rush. Right over here. The Rush and this Sugya. Come on for you. Give me a second, please. Perek Tezayin Simon Tes. Bari Pirish, Aner Takua Bahori Adalas, Upsicha Adalas, and also Mirachik as Hashem and Apsila, Makarabal Apsila. And that's prohibited. So the Re says no, argues on Agos Maimini. So there is a problem. The Torah quotes both days of Nicholas Yom Kippur, Tav Reish Pei. According to the Re, it's considered to be a psik Reisha. Okay, so there's a question: what's the status? The Mordechai and Siman Tov. We're not going into the details right now. But if you take a look over here in the Korban Asylum, Osei, he quotes Perakir. We said also the Talta Mishum Bosses didn't ask the Mishum Rachem Mekarav Hashemen Shmamino the Benach has not a psik reshu. Any road becomes Shem Raya. Why? That the Kofsa Mutala Tatla means Kol Shalom Kofsa Goner Shekoveh. A new concept, the Gemara earlier on. Nekobi has no Shemin. Just about, it's on its last legs. It's about to go out. That's how the Korban Asylum knocks off this Raya. Bekitzer, it's unresolved. Making the fire bigger or smaller is a bit unresolved. Whether it's Kiser, Oster, or Mutter, it should depend on the nature of Maver Mechaveh. As the Alter Rebbe said, or as the Amnonezer said, but making it smaller may in fact be of not much consequence. But bigger, the problem which we are completely still unresolved is, even if making it bigger itself is not a problem, but the fact that you make it bigger, you're also consuming more fuel. That's a big problem. A big, big problem. Now, the issue here, and this is, I guess, the last point for today, is when Tosfos argues with the Rosh said the problem with the establishing Mishemesh Shemaneir is going to go off earlier. And Tosfos says the problem is it's getting smaller right away. That's what we've been learning until now. There's a completely different understanding of Tosfos. Completely different. Which is that Tosfos agrees that the fact that the fire gets a little bit lower right now is not a problem. It's not a problem. So why does it get slower? Maybe the Gavot. Tosuf is the Rush. It's a new reader. This is Sassemus, Sassov, a new reader of the Tosuf. Tosuf is the Rush. That the fundamental prohibition over here is making it go off earlier. So then why does Tosuf focus on the fact that the candle gets smaller immediately? The answer is, go back, this is a prelude to tomorrow's year. If right now the fire is exactly the same way as it stayed before, and all that happens right now is that we know now it's going to go off a little bit earlier down the road. That in and of itself would presumably not be a violation. Why not? It's considered to be groma. 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 Since it gets lower now, that means that the Maisa began right now, Rabbi Osai. Once the Maisa began right now, What mean maisa? It got lower. It got lower right now. That's considered to be a maisa. Had it not gotten lower right now, it would have been considered to be grum. Wow. So what does Tosis learn? Not enough that the, how should I say it, that the ultimate act of kibui started now and I lapped off X ounces out of the bowl. At that very moment, it's destined, and instead of going off at 11 o'clock, it's going to go off at 10 o'clock. That's good enough, according to Sheet, that's a rush. That's considered to be chayv. According to Tosfos, that's not chayv. What are they fighting about? But perhaps they're fighting about one of the most fundamental things we discussed tomorrow at greater length, from Shlomo Zalman's famous Shaila in the Cheshlomo Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Gimel. We'll get to this details of Grama later on that Kuf Chav. You encircle a fire with barrels. Grama Shari, what if I start pouring the barrels down the hill? What started and what didn't start? The action started, but the malacha didn't start yet. Is that considered to be Grama or not? That's what we'll get to about Shabbos clock, right? You make it a little earlier. The action started. The barrel started to turn with that peg to turn it off in it, but the extinguishing of the fire did not start. Is that considered grum or considered a maisa? So I told you the rub held is considered to be a maisa. Shlomo Zalman's mesupik with the barrels rolling down the hill. We suggested maybe that's exactly the machlokes turns to the rush in terms of why of whether it's necessary that the fire become dim immediately. According to Tosfos, the answer is yes. They require that the melacha start right away. According to the rush, the answer is no. We require that the maisa starts right away. If this child is correct, Tosfos is not a whole new shita. They don't say that lowering the fire is going to be usher. No, it's making it go off early, which is a problem. But other than that, it would not be necessarily a problem. I'm both saying, I'm really left with one loose end over here, which is, how do we explain those who have certain leniencies if the fire gets a little bit higher on the ground? No new fires, only bigger fires. That's very nice. Shmuel Shabbos quotes it. What happened to the fact that it consumes more fuel? I need a good answer better than I said it today. You can give it to me by tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.